This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Canadian general said Thursday Canada has ended evacuations from Kabul's airport in Afghanistan's capital as the clock ticked down on a dramatic Western effort to help people flee the Taliban takeover ahead of a full American withdrawal. The country's acting chief of defense staff says all the other countries have to leave the airport before the Americans can wrap up their mission. Canadian military flights evacuated about 3,700 people. He says they stayed in Afghanistan for as long as they could and claims to be among the last to cease evacuation operations, adding he wishes they could have stayed longer and rescued everyone who was so desperate to leave, calling it truly heartbreaking, but the circumstances on the ground rapidly deteriorated. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he is sticking to his August 31st deadline for completing pullout as the Taliban insists he must, ramping up pressure on the already risky airlift from Kabul to get out as many people as possible in the coming days. Hong Kong authorities ousted an opposition legislator from his seat Thursday after finding him to be insufficiently loyal amid Beijing's tightening grip on the semi-autonomous city. The government said in a statement he was disqualified from the legislature after he, quote, failed to fulfill the legal requirements and conditions on upholding the basic law and bearing allegiance to Hong Kong. The basic law is Hong Kong's mini constitution. He was one of two remaining opposition lawmakers in the legislature after the pro-democracy camp of legislators resigned in mass last year following the disqualification of four of their colleagues. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The director of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is raising the vaccination target he believes is needed to provide widespread protection against COVID-19 on the continent, citing the more infectious Delta variant now present in 32 countries. Africa's CDC director told reporters on Thursday that health officials once estimated at least 60% of Africa's population of 1.3 billion people needed to be vaccinated to achieve so-called herd immunity. He says he now thinks the proportion should be, quote, in excess of 70% to 80%, but he claims reaching herd immunity may not be relevant anymore. Africa is well short of its original vaccination target, as health officials criticize richer countries for hoarding doses and rolling out booster shots, while people in poorer nations are still awaiting vaccines. Only 2.5% of Africa's population is fully vaccinated now, and 93 million doses have been administered. The Africa CDC has estimated that just over 30% of Africa's population may be vaccinated by the end of the year. Workers at public hospitals in Greece were holding a 5-hour work stoppage Thursday to protest a government decision making vaccination against COVID-19 mandatory for all healthcare workers in the public and private sector. About 300 hospital workers rallied outside the health ministry in Athens to protest the measure, which goes into effect on September 1st. The government has made clear that no extension will be granted. Those working in the public and private healthcare sector and those working in care homes who haven't received at least one dose of the vaccine by that date or who don't have a certificate of recent recovery will be suspended from work. The Public Hospital Workers Union said that while it supports the vaccines, it opposes making them mandatory. And Japan suspended the use of more than 1.6 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine on Thursday, more than a week after the domestic distributor received reports of contaminants in some vials. Both Japan and Moderna says no safety or efficacy issues have been identified and that the suspension is just a precaution, but the move prompted several Japanese companies to cancel worker vaccinations planned for Thursday. A health ministry official says the company first found out about the contaminated vials on August 16th and reported the issue to the government on Wednesday. He claims the delay was because the distributor needed time to find out where they were in the country. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.